Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You, as always, are free to bring up whatever you might want. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. We got a lot of stuff there. We give it all away to you. Those other talk show hosts in the business want to charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month. We charge you zero. We give you the features for free, but we'll tell you later on how you can support the show with a few bucks a month if you want to. So go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian,
Pete,
and Johnny Ray.
And Pete is here, of course, courtesy of copblock.org. Let's go right into your phone calls. And then coming up, the Lincoln movie. There's been apparently quite a bit of buzz about it, and I didn't want to spend any money to see it. So thankfully, somebody who's of a liberty mindset has done so, and we'll get their thoughts on the film. Let's go first, though, to Paul, listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Paul, how is it you're tuned in tonight?
I'm on KU Satellite Band.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'm glad to hear about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, hey, Ian, you know me. I used to live up in Keene there for a while, but I'm going to come back. But I came down to Texas for a while.
Oh, but cool.
The interesting thing I heard on the radio today was that in order to solve armed robberies and stuff in convenience stores, the OSHA has taken it upon themselves to go ahead and fine business owners.
Can you explain that to me? OSHA's fining business owners to solve armed robberies?
Yeah. I just heard this on a news clip earlier today, and I just couldn't believe it. I thought I was listening to The Onion or something. But,
tell me more about what's going on there.
Well, I really don't have much to add other than the fact that I heard this, and I was wondering if you had heard it, but...
No, I haven't heard anything about it. I mean, we can try to dig in and see what we can find online about it, but I don't understand why OSHA would purport to be involved in anything regarding armed robbery, considering they're just a occupational hazard kind of regulatory agency.
Right, and it's curious
right,
that they
well,
safety
the,
of store clerks.
Well, they're concerned
clerks.
About the employee safety in the stores and everything, and so they figure that if the employer can't provide a safe working environment for their employees, then they're going to go ahead and find.
So it's not bad enough that they've already had an armed robbery and their store has been, you know, the store's employees have been perhaps terrified by some armed thug who might have possibly harmed someone. On top of that, then the store owner has to be fined for having that happen, is basically what you're saying is happening?
Yeah, it sounds just like something out of Ayn Rand or something, you know? It's just crazy.
So first it's illegitimate theft, and then it's claim legitimate theft.
Well, yeah, I mean, at least with the armed robber, you know they're not going to come back, probably. I mean, you know, odds are against the armed robber making a habit of coming back again and again and again to the same place, because eventually, you know, you might learn his pattern, or he might get shot the second time if you recognize him. There are certain reasons why they'll hit another spot rather than the same one, whereas the government does keep coming back. They do, you know, they feel like it's legitimate for them to, you know, to steal from you, whereas the armed robber probably... you know, knows that what he's doing is not necessarily socially acceptable. He probably has his excuses or his reasons for it, none of which are acceptable, but typically the state is the armed robber that you can count on to keep coming back. Hey, Paul, thanks for bringing that up here tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate your call. 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I see you poking around on your phone there, Johnny Ray. Did you find something relevant?
I found a story from 1998.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing here, too. I looked for OSHA armed robberies. OSHA's plan targets safety of store clerks at Los Angeles Times. I don't know. Maybe that's what he was talking about. Sometimes you'll see a headline online, and it'll be so striking, like last night, we did this, it was total mistake, but we read a headline from a couple of years ago, and thought it was fresh, just, you know, somebody didn't check the date on the story.
Yeah.
So it happens.
I did that at CopLock a few weeks ago. I saw a story about Tijuana police being disarmed from firearms because of corruption and things like that, and instead they issued 60 slingshots to these to these people, but it turned out it was a 2 or 3 year old story, but still pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, there's still some value, I think, in all those stories. So the cops had their arms replaced with slingshots?
Yeah, because of collusion with the drug cartels and things like that. So it's a bigger gang trying to control a smaller gang, essentially.
I think I support that that change.
Sure, sure.
1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. In other news, there's a movie out. It's called Lincoln. And somebody called last week to ask, have we seen this film? And what did we think of it? And no, I haven't seen it. And no, I don't plan on seeing it. I'm not even interested in seeing it, you know, at any point. Like, even if I didn't have to pay to see it, I still am not really interested in seeing it. Because Lincoln, to my mind and understanding, is a thug, or was a thug. And just like every president is a thug, just the highest level of thug that you can envision in this country. But it appears that someone over at the Silver Circle Underground has seen it. You can go to silverunderground.com to get the details. But they've written a review, and they point out that with only a limited theatrical release last week, Steven Spielberg's latest work of imaginative fiction is scheduled for wide release. I know Hollywood plays fast and loose with history, but when they go out of their way to get the wallpaper in Lincoln's office exactly right and use a recording of his actual watch as the sound effect for his movie watch, but pay little deference to his actual statements or opinions, something must be said. People are seriously calling the Lincoln movie a much-needed civics lesson. In reality, it's essentially a 2.5-hour courtroom drama about slavery that never happened. Reviews everywhere celebrate the performance of Daniel Day-Lewis in the title role, and he should be celebrated. He stunningly and artfully brought the fictional character of our grade school textbooks to life. The film focuses entirely on the final years of Lincoln's life, from the tail end of the war to his inevitable assassination. Lincoln and his dagger-tongued cabinet bicker about how to end the war and slavery at the same time. The Confederates want to negotiate a peace, and so does Lincoln, but see, they've just got to end slavery before the war ends, not after, because, well, no reason, really. Starting the story at the end allows the writers to conveniently ignore the uncomfortable history that led up to it, sort of how Passion of the Christ allowed Mel Gibson to ignore anything Jesus actually taught. Here's some of what was suspiciously left out of the film. Before the movie began, Lincoln imposed a blockade on southern ports with no declaration of war from Congress. He suspended habeas corpus, which is the protection against unlawful imprisonment. When a chief justice of the Supreme Court called this unconstitutional, Lincoln signed his own arrest warrant for the justice. He arrested an Ohio congressman for disloyal sentiments and speeches, and imprisoned an estimated 13,000 northern citizens, including hundreds of journalists, for simply opposing the war. No evidence, no trials. The ugly fact is that despite Mr. Spielberg's revision of history, Lincoln did not believe in equality for African Americans. The Emancipation Proclamation freed the slaves in the then 10 Confederate states, but not in any of the Union states. Lincoln called it a war measure. It allowed free slaves to join the Union Army. Together with the draft, another form of involuntary servitude, this gave him the manpower to win the war. Consider this quote from a letter that Lincoln wrote to Horace Greeley at the time. Quote, "If I could save the Union without freeing any slave, I would do it." I mean, there's more to the quote, but do you really need to know more about this guy?
Pretty telling.
Yeah, this is not a hero for black people. This is not someone to be venerated, someone to be worshipped, someone to be respected. He was a killer, and he was willing to do what it took to be the successful killer. He wanted to win his war and was willing to utilize any means possible, and if that meant freeing some slaves so he could then utilize them in his military, he was willing to do that.
I'm glad that Lincoln got bucked in the face. We should have been freed in the first place. Now let me drop it like it should be dropped. That's all I got to say about that.
Are those song lyrics?
Yeah, that's from the Lynch Mob.
Ah, interesting.
I did tell you the truth, I'm not glad if anybody gets bucked in the face, but I had to share that.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I don't wish that on anybody, but karma can be a bitch. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More of the quote from Lincoln here and a little bit more on the Lincoln film. Maybe you've seen it and you'd like to share your thoughts. 1-855-450-3733. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations. Absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you would like. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Mentioned earlier, we're going to tell you about how to get Bitcoins. Maybe you've done the research, you're ready to hop in, you're excited about the fact that it's impossible mathematically for Bitcoins to be counterfeited or inflated, impossible for anybody, including governments, to block you from sending or receiving Bitcoin payments. Impossible for anyone to freeze your Bitcoin account. Impossible for your account to be interfered with in any way. This is an amazing system that really does give you control over your money. Nobody else is standing in your way. You can have Bitcoins now by going to BitInstant.com. And BitInstant.com makes it easy for you to turn cash into Bitcoins. And you can do it at any of, I think it's over a million locations now around the world in, approximately 30 countries. So there's probably somewhere in your town. In my case, it's a 5-minute walk down the road or a 10-minute walk down the road, 5 minutes by bike, to go and get some Bitcoins. You can also get them through Dwolla. If you have money in a Dwolla account, you can get them without ever having to leave your house. So you can go to BitInstant.com, and get your hands on some Bitcoins, which you can then use in a variety of different ways. Apparently WordPress, one of the most popular websites in the world, top 25, I believe it's in the top 10, WordPress.com, now accepting payment in Bitcoin. And I guess in their press release when they were talking about this, one of the reasons why they decided to do this was because certain payment processors, say like PayPal or Visa or whoever, they didn't have any way to, or they wouldn't do business with people in some countries.
Over 60 countries.
Was it that many?
Yep.
So a lot of people in a lot of places around the world were unable to do business with WordPress because the financial providers out there had not deemed them to be worthy of doing business with, or for whatever reason hadn't yet set up shop in those countries. Because, you know, if you're a financial provider and you want to go and do business in Vietnam or South Korea or whatever countries we're talking about here, you probably have to jump through some sort of financial regulations. And that could cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. It could take years of time, paperwork, hiring attorneys. I mean, it could be a lot of effort to go through whatever the legitimate channels are. And for what kind of return on investment are they going to get? Maybe they just don't perceive that there are that many people in Thailand. I mean, I'm just pulling countries. I don't know which the 60 countries were, but, you know, maybe they just perceive that it's not worth it to go and jump through whatever the financial hoops are and deal with the corrupt governments of, you know, Kenya, or, you know, you fill in the blank. So as a result, all those people were left out in the cold. They couldn't do business with WordPress.com, but now they can. And WordPress didn't have to do anything except, you know, program whatever was necessary on their website to be able to accept Bitcoin payments, which, you know, that's probably a very small investment. Hire some programmer, bring him in, write the code that it takes to receive Bitcoin payments, and you're done. Because with Bitcoin, you don't have to do any negotiation with a bureaucrat. You just hook up and you're set. You find out what the person's Bitcoin address is to which you want to send Bitcoins. You put it in your Bitcoin client program. You type in the amount of Bitcoins you want to send to that person, and you hit send.
Yeah, peer-to-peer, no clumsy state getting in between you and your customers.
Yeah, exactly. So again, BitInstant.com will get you the Bitcoins that you're looking for.
Furthermore, Mark was saying the other night that the creation of new Bitcoins was going to be slowing down the difficulty in creating new Bitcoins.
It's going to be cut in half, right?
That's what I remember him saying, something like that. And I noticed that the past 2 days, the price of Bitcoins has been slowly ticking up.
Mm-hmm.
It's been hanging around 10, 10.50 for the past few weeks, and it's about 11.76 now. Yeah. Very exciting.
It is cool. It's fun to watch, and of course, it's more fun if you actually have some Bitcoins than to watch the prices go up. Now, there's no guarantee they're going to keep going up. I mean, there was a spike at one point where it spiked all the way up to $30 and then hit, you know, crashed down to $2. But ever since that point, it has been slowly going up and up and up over time. So, you know, it's something new. It's uncharted territory. You know, I'm not an investment advisor. I'd like them. I think it's smart to not have all your eggs in one basket. I wouldn't recommend putting all your money into Bitcoins. But, Johnny Ray, I think you've got a great system. You get paid. You get a paycheck. You put 10% into Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice. That's a consistent system that over time is going to result in you having Bitcoins, whereas other people, they feel like, oh, I don't know if I want to buy the Bitcoin. Maybe it's too expensive, or maybe it's going to get, you know, I don't know if I want to buy. There's kind of this this fear around investing. But if you have just a consistent system, it's not, it doesn't feel so much like you're investing in something as it does just part of your normal routine of, oh, well, I'm going to get some Bitcoins this week.
Similar to the concept of dollar cost averaging, buying stocks where you spend a fixed amount periodically buying stocks and then your dollars average out through the ups and downs of the price of the stock. But basically for me, the strength of it is that I don't have a lot of self-control. So if I was just waiting for the right time, then I'd never buy them. So mm-hmm. I have to buy them every week.
Well, I would say it sounds like you do have self-control to be able to be disciplined to the point where you are able to make that purchase on a weekly basis, as opposed to feeling like you need that 10% for something else, you know, some other cash purchase.
Yeah, you should hang out with me more often. You'll see how much self-control I have.
All right, so let's go back to Lincoln. There's some thoughts here from SilverUnderground.com, from someone who actually spent the time and perhaps money to go and see this film, about what they describe of as the fictional Lincoln, the one that you're told about when you go to government school, the one who supposedly freed all the slaves, but as it turns out, he really didn't care about freeing slaves. He only did it because it would benefit him politically or from a war perspective. As was pointed out, he freed slaves in the southern states so he could use them in his war effort. And in a letter that he wrote to Horace Greeley, he said the following: "If I could save the Union without freeing any slave, I would do it. And if I could save it by freeing all the slaves, I would do it. And if I could save it by freeing some and leaving others alone, I would also do that. What I do about slavery and the colored race, I do because I believe it helps to save the Union. And what I forbear because I do not believe it would help to save the Union." This guy didn't care about individuals or rights or anything like that. He just cared about his power.
Right. This is definitely a common theme we see in government or in these criminal gangs throughout history. I mean, we see it in Russia with Chechnya. We see it, you know, with the Pine Ridge folk, like with different independence secession movements. And obviously this guy just had his number one priority is to maintain and grow his sphere of influence and claimed authority and, you know, people who he can stick his hand in their pocket and shake them down. And that was his main goal, definitely.
Yeah, I've got a great quote here from Lincoln. It's much better than yours.
Okay, go.
First of all, it's easy to poke fun at people from 100 plus years ago and the way they thought. But this quote is from 1858. It's about 5 years before the Gettysburg Address. So maybe he changed, but in those 5 years.
People do change.
Yes, they do. However, comma, quote, this is from 1858, from a debate with, Stephen Douglas.
Okay.
"I will say then that I am not, nor have ever been in favor of bringing about in any way the social and political equality of the white and black races."
Hold that thought. We'll continue the quote in a moment because I know there's more to it. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. In fact, that one's also in this piece here from Silver Underground, so we'll continue their thoughts as well. And yours. Maybe you saw the Lincoln movie and you want to share what you think about it, how you felt about it. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee.
Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the Lincoln movie. Maybe you've seen it, and you want to share your thoughts. We are sharing a review from Silver Underground. It is the blog site and site for the Silver Circle movie. SilverUnderground.com is their site. They've got some thoughts they're sharing about the film, which thankfully we don't have to go and see it because they've already done so. I don't want to give money to this movie because I know, you know, it's going to be propaganda, straight up Hollywood propaganda about who they think Lincoln was, this great emancipator, this hero of the slaves, when in point of fact, his own quotes, which are easily sourceable and attributable to him, make it pretty clear that he really didn't care about black people at all. All he wanted was to keep the Union together. He wanted to keep his power intact and as high of a level as possible and was willing to do whatever it took to ensure that that happened. We'll continue about Lincoln here in a moment because I know, Johnny Ray, you've got a quote to share. But first, I wanted to tell you about howtowinincourt.com. If you're like me and you've ever wanted to take a complaint to trial but didn't want to spend money on an attorney, you need to know about howtowinincourt.com. It's your solution. The course for people who don't have an attorney or don't want one teaches you the court's rules, and until you know those rules, you might as well be fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs and defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal court. It's the new and improved jurisdictionary course. howtowinincourt.com is written so the average eighth grader can learn it over the weekend. They've got a brand new website, by the way. Lots of free stuff is available there. You can use their free tools and buy the course. It costs less than an hour with a good attorney. HowToWinInCourt.com. 855-450-FREE. We'll continue about Lincoln, but Karma is with us in Wichita. Go ahead, Karma.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
Sure.
You know, I actually haven't seen the movie, but I really don't need to because, like you said, it's just all the same disinfo crap that we learned in grade school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just really sick of all these Lincoln movies. I don't understand what Hollywood's obsession with Lincoln is right now.
Is there more than one of them?
Yeah, the Vampire Hunter one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Zombie Hunter one. It's just crazy. And, I actually like the Vampire Hunter one, but I was reading your article that you posted, and, you know, I just, when I'm reading through the history, it just, to me, it seems Obama is almost parallel to Lincoln in his history. It's kind of weird because, like, the whole habeas corpus thing with, you know, Obama doing the NDAA and all these different, I don't know, it just seems like his policies and the way that he started his career seems almost exactly like Lincoln's life.
It's interesting.
Is that weird?
Yeah, that's an interesting observation, although it could be argued that Lincoln was worse than Obama, at least domestically, because Lincoln didn't have the international warring ability that Obama did, so he focused all his warring efforts on his own people.
Obama always reminds me of my second most reviled American president, F.D. Roosevelt.
Okay.
Because like you said, Ian, he's mixed up in international wars, and he's coming in supposedly saving us from a financial crisis.
For sure,
like
that makes sense too.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts,
Karma.
I appreciate it. Anything else?
That's it.
Thanks
so much
for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And by the way,
I'm
going to
start listening to you guys.
You should totally do it. You haven't listened until now?
Not until now. It's my first time, and I really enjoyed the article too. So thank you.
Cool. You saw it on Facebook, is that right?
Yeah. That's where I saw your post. Start listening.
So what did you see our post through? Like one of your friends who reposted it or shared it, or how did you?
I'm not sure. I've liked you guys for a while. I'm not sure if I got you through Dollar Vigilante or Adam Kokesh.
Interesting.
I picked you up somewhere along the way because I liked the things you had to say in your message.
Well,
so
we're
I'll
glad that you're
listening.
Here now, Karma. I appreciate it. And, of course, you can always listen online anytime at freetalklive.com. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. And that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Man, you got to love the social networking. Every time I think about quitting Facebook, something like that always happens to make me glad that I'm there. And I do, you know, Facebook is kind of a double-edged sword for me. On one hand, it's a great source of networking and business and, you know, also has the ability to... It has the ability to really, I think, connect people in a way that's, unsurpassed. Obviously, they're the number two website in the entire world. I get a lot of good show prep from just kind of looking down my feed on Facebook because people are always posting interesting things there. But then again, I also know I spend way too much time on Facebook, so it's kind of a time sink for me, too, and I don't really like that about it. We can, of course, take your calls about anything, but Johnny Ray, you were in the middle of a quote, a very revealing quote from Lincoln. Why don't you start the quote at the top so anyone just tuning in can hear the whole thing?
I certainly will. Quote, this is from 1858, the fourth debate with Stephen A. Douglas.
All right.
Quote, I will say then that I am not, nor ever have been in favor of bringing about in any way the social and political equality of the white and black races. That I am not, nor ever have been in favor of making voters or jurors of Negroes, nor of qualifying them to hold office, nor to intermarry with white people. Mm. And I will say in addition to this that there is a physical difference between the white and black races, which I believe will forever forbid the two races living together on terms of social and political equality.
So he was a straight up racist. I mean, it wasn't just that he wanted to preserve the Union, which was what, you know, he definitely wanted. And that's why he did any amount of emancipating the slaves was simply to, you know, serve his interests with the Union. But, I mean, it sounds like he's just a straight-up racist.
Yeah, he was, as so many men were in 1858.
Is that the end of the quote? There's more?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And inasmuch as they cannot so live, while they do remain together, there must be the position of superior and inferior.
Oh, my.
And I, as much as any other man, am in favor of having the superior position assigned to the white race.
Despicable. Wow. So there's more here from Silver Underground. They actually quote that, a shorter version of the one you just read, and they continue their opinion on the film. Most Northerners did not oppose slavery. In fact, Lincoln explicitly supported slavery in his first inaugural address. Many Southern slaveholders favored staying in the Union because slavery was constitutionally protected, while the volatility of a new Confederacy made it unclear whether slavery would continue. The fact of the matter is that it was a disagreement over economic policy, not slavery, that was the motivation for secession and Northern aggression. When Lincoln began his political career in the Illinois legislature, he said, quote, "My politics are short and sweet, like the old woman's dance. I am in favor of a national bank, in favor of the internal improvements system, and a high protective tariff," unquote. Lincoln was a political novice whose campaign was bankrolled by Northern industrialists. They aimed to hike taxes on the South to fund welfare for corporations in the North. Southern states felt bullied by the Northern majority and preferred a policy of free trade, which is why the Confederate Constitution read, "No bounties shall be granted from the Treasury, nor shall any duties or taxes on importation from foreign nations be laid to promote or foster any branch of industry." Why do you think Lincoln blockaded the ports so early in the conflict? Do you see? Lincoln wanted the high import tariffs and high taxes to subsidize wealthy corporate campaign donors. The Confederacy wanted to create a free trade zone with no tariffs, low taxes, and no corporate subsidies. As Confederate President Jefferson Davis said during his inaugural address, the South wanted the freest trade our necessities will permit. So the South withdrew from the Union democratically, and Davis made clear they intended no hostility toward the North by writing that, quote, "We seek no conquest, no aggrandizement, no concession of any kind. All we ask is to be let alone." The war cry of the North was never free the slaves, but to preserve the Union, because a free trade zone to the South would spoil the plans of Lincoln's corporate sponsors. The 13th Amendment, which abolished chattel slavery, was supported by a majority of the Southern states. Every other country in the New World ended slavery without violence, with the exception of the Haitian Revolution, which was a slave revolt and not a civil war. The Civil War was essentially a very bloody tax revolt, followed by a successful propaganda campaign. 855-450-FREE. That story over at silverunderground.com. Thanks to whoever wrote it. It's not attributed here. Over there on their site for taking the time to go and see the movie and share their comments on it. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. Bring up whatever you want. Free speech crackdown in a bunch of places. Pete will tell us about it. Come up.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations. Absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit web.com/radio.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. Coming up. Man arrested at Oakland International Airport because he's a steampunk fan. We'll explain more about that ridiculousness here in a bit. 1-855-450-3733. Also, want to invite you to freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features that we have on the site for free. Unlike a lot of those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their sites, you can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy everything, all the archives and the live streaming, the interactivity, the chat room, the bulletin board system. All of it, we give it away, but maybe you want to help support Free Talk Live with a few bucks a month. We do have a way for you to do that. It's called the AMP program, and AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Simple concept. You send in $5 a month via any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. We'll take that $5 in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You can go and get behind the program and also get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Go get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. So, Pete, there was something that you wanted to share about some disturbing free speech issues happening, I think it was Florida and Pittsburgh?
Yeah, the Florida incident actually happened a few years ago, but more recently, as some listeners of Free Talk Live may be aware, our good friend down in Richmond, Virginia, Nate Cox, who founded Virginia Cop Block, he and another group out there, the Richmond, Virginia Wingnut Group, had posted some documents that were leaked from the Richmond PD. Again, public information, essentially. These are folks paid for with stolen money, and information that the content they create has the right to should be disseminated. And
was it public info or was it a leak? Because
it was a leak. But I mean, the way I guess I describe public info is that it's created by these folks who are public employees.
I see.
And so to me, whatever they do has the right to be made public.
It should be.
We have the right to know what these folks are doing. And so anyway, they received a cease and desist order, and these Richmond PD employees actually visited Nate's mom's house, then his grandma's house, and then his work looking for him to deliver this letter, and reached out to the hosting company that had where they had the files had been hosted, and
they got them pulled down.
They're back up now, but similar thing happened out to our colleagues out in active with Cop Watch out in California, specifically Vallejo Cop Watch. They posted a story identifying a police employee named Mario Romero, who has who is in September shot and killed an individual, and it was identified. He was identified by a number of witnesses. So this this group, Vallejo Cop Watch, posted this information, and Andy Bay Media, which is a collective of a bunch of people who want to, I guess, share information, essentially, mm-hmm. they received a similar cease and desist letter from a lawyer out there from a Sacramento law firm named David Mastrangi, and you know, he's it looks like bankrolled by a big police union out there and stuff, so it's just ridiculous. But and so this happened recently, and both these articles are up on copblock.org, but I just got put on my radar today that a few days ago in Pittsburgh, the Department of Homeland Security is working in conjunction with the Pittsburgh Police Department to file charges of making terroristic threats, intimidation of witnesses, retaliation against witnesses, and conspiracy against two individuals, a 20-year-old and an 18-year-old, who are rappers. They made a song, and it's claimed that this song is threatening towards police employees in Pittsburgh. So these
I think
folks,
I remember hearing something about this a little while back.
Okay, well, this just I mean, this story, the latest story I could find was from November 16th. So this is somewhat recent. I mean, it's it's pretty recent, and it sounds like, you know, the direct threats claimed, you know, one of the lyrics says, "Let's kill these cops because they don't do us no good, pulling your Glock out because I live in the hood." And so would I write a song like that? Probably not, because I, you know, seek to have a harmonious relationship, and I think fragmentation is not ideal. But should someone be put in a cage or be shaken down for saying something like this? No.
I don't know what city it was, but I remember, and I don't remember how long ago, maybe it was like a year or two ago, but there was a similar story, and the issue was that certain cops were named by name in the rap song, so maybe that's not the same situation. But this one seems more targeted generally toward the police. There was another one where they went after some rappers for basically naming names of some unpopular cops in a song, and it was a very similar kind of free speech crackdown. I agree with you, Pete. I mean, I'm not in favor of violence. I don't think violence solves anything. I think that you know, we should actually make an effort to stay away from people who are talking about violence.
Right.
And yeah, you know, I get it. It's just a song. It's only artwork. It's, you know, it's not real. But I can understand why people are concerned about it, because some might say that, oh, well, easily impressionable youth will listen to this and they'll go out and bust a cap in some cops. And I think that, you know, the police are human beings. They make mistakes. And they're making a mistake every single day by enforcing bad laws. Like, you know, in Philly, they've got stop and frisk. In New York City, they've got stop and frisk, where they're literally stopping hundreds of thousands of innocent people on the streets and searching them. I mean, the cops are doing the wrong thing on a daily basis, but that doesn't mean they can't change. It doesn't mean that they shouldn't be, you know, afforded the opportunity to change and shown compassion,
right,
as well. So while I don't agree with the content of the song, I certainly support their right to make whatever kind of crazy, you know, violent art that they would like to make.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a disconnect, I think, with the rest of American society, because they all buy the line that, yes, you have freedom of speech, but, hey, you're not allowed to shout fire in a crowded theater. And personally, I think you should absolutely be allowed to shout fire in a crowded theater. The only problem that I have, my rights end when you're actually putting your fist in my face, when you're actually causing me physical harm. Anything else, I'm cool with that.
Well, that's cool if you're cool with it, but the thing that the people leave out when they cite that as an excuse for, you know, why free speech can't be free, is they're missing the fact that the crowded theater is privately owned property, and if the private theater owner doesn't want you shouting anything in the middle of his movie presentation, then he's fully within his rights to tell you, Johnny Ray, to get out and give you your money back, and thanks but no thanks, we don't need your business if you're going to be sitting in my theater shouting. I mean, it's bad enough having cell phones going off, but some drunk guy in the back yelling at the top of his lungs, I don't think most theater owners are going to want that. So, yeah, you've got freedom of speech, but freedom of speech is only supposed to apply on public land and in governmental forums. On private property like a movie theater or the airways of this show, there is no freedom of speech. It's only what the private property owner is willing to allow.
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
Right, and in this Pittsburgh example, they cite that some of the articles I found cite a prominent Pittsburgh lawyer who says, people have freedom of speech, but this goes far beyond the First Amendment. So then who defines it? If you say you have a right, then who then defines it? And I would also encourage folks to step back and look at this situation because so these individuals, these two guys said some lyrics some people may find distasteful, and but was there a victim? What if the people that they spoke about never heard the song? Are they victimized? Probably not. But the people, the current police employees, by the very necessity of their occupation, are day in and day out stealing money from people and claiming extra rights that they don't have. And there's always the implicit threat of death for any action that they take. If you refuse to comply, then it's a fine. If you refuse to pay the fine, then it could be a cage. If you refuse to go in a cage and defend yourself, then it could be death.
So what has happened to the rappers in this case?
Well, the most recent article I could find was from the 16th, but it says they're increasing patrols.
So they haven't arrested them.
It says they know of them and they're going to pick them up and charge them and things like that. So
did they say what they were going to charge them with?
Oh, I mean the making terroristic threats and conspiracy and all those other things. So, I mean, I just put this on the radar of the Pittsburgh cop block crew, so hopefully they get behind it. And and again, if you find, I personally, I don't think any of us here would say these kind of things to someone just because they wear a badge, because a lot of the maybe hostility someone might have is based on these actions that are usually unthinkingly done. They haven't been exposed to ideas about how a more peaceful alternative could be.
Well, it's a natural reaction. I mean, humans have a tendency to react in a violent manner when they feel threatened. And really, that's what these guys are responding to. I mean, these rappers aren't rapping about the police and possibly hurting them because the police, because they're incompetent or because the police, they don't like the way their uniforms look or, some other minor disagreement. They're rapping about the police in this way because the police have been aggressing against them and their friends and their family members probably for their entire lives. So, you've got this in a lot of areas in which the police have a heavy presence, like, let's say, more impoverished areas, because they don't tend to really crack down on rich neighborhoods. In these areas, the people know that the cops are bad news, that you don't want to talk to them. They're not going to help you. They're going to arrest you. And these guys have probably experienced a lot of real mistreatment at the hands of the police, so you can't blame them for feeling the way that they do.
Right. The situation is so bad that you can't make it worse by calling the police.
1-855-450-FREE. Words of wisdom, Johnny Ray. 855-450-3733. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Coming up here in hour number 3, which is imminent. You can bring up anything that you want. 855-453. Take control.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen.
Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.